I thought it was a good, if very straightforward, biographical documentary that goes from birth to death. It was made in, I think what I liked most about it was that it was made in such close companionship with, or it was a part of a project of his, of the end of his life. So he was fully aware that he was, had terminal cancer when they took this project on. So it's all in the context of him wanting to get everything out, to set the record straight, to tell everything. So that, I think, made for a very special environment for the entire film.
This is one of those films that could go the way of being, to use a pretentious word, saccharine for my taste. Mm-hmm. And I thought that it did a really good job at avoiding that, even for how reverent it is of him and aware that he's passing away and there is a love in this film for this man. It felt very genuine.
Mm-hmm.
And it made me feel connected to him. This film really made him feel so human.
I got the same impression, and you know how I feel about documentaries.
Yeah.
But I think when the film ended, I was like, wow, like I think that was like very earnest and genuine and authentic to who we find out he was during the course of the film. And I think I was really struck by how much we learned of his life, not just his work, but like his personal relationships or like lack thereof. Mm-hmm. I think through the film, you kind of see why he was the perfect person to be able to get through to all of these people in various states of illnesses who a lot of other people had written off.
It was like a genuine curiosity, and mm-hmm. people said it numerous times throughout the film that he always just wanted to feel what it would have felt like to be in this person's skin. And for people that don't know, he worked a lot with like Temple Grandin and a lot of people with like autism and Tourette syndrome and a lot of these neurological disorders. And he did a lot of observations trying to learn more about them. But part of it comes from such a human place of just wanting to understand.
I first saw my analyst in 66. We are now in our 50th year, and we're beginning to get somewhere.
Please welcome Dr. Oliver Sacks.
He was the first major intellectual who spoke about diseases to the general public in a way that they could understand.
His writing brought back a central aspect of medicine, treat the person and not the disease.
Life threw so many things at him, some of which he brought on himself. He was the first to admit.
It was at that time they discovered that he was gay.
Where do you go where your mother calls you an abomination? You go to San Francisco and stop writing home.
From an early age, it was understood that I was going to be a doctor. My brother Michael was diagnosed as schizophrenic. I became terrified for him.
Michael was one of the reasons Oliver did what he did.
Much of my life has been spent trying to imagine what it's like to be another human being.
His great gift was storytelling about the human condition in a medical context, emphasizing the fact that they saw the world in different ways.
He would tell these stories so well that people who are brave, lonely, and left out are storied back into the world.
Oliver was absolutely dismissed by fellow neurologists.
He had his critics.
For someone to say that he exploited his patients, I think that's absolutely wrong.
Are you a doctor first and then a writer? The real answer is that I'm both, and in important ways they blend together.
Oliver never lost that sense of wonder.
10 days before he died, he was writing.
I don't tell you what I'm thinking.
People think he's saying, look at the others. He's not saying that. He's saying, look at us.
And the last thing he was writing before he died was about creativity, right? Which is, in a way, kind of showing like a different chapter of his life, right? One that's more about like imagination and openness and these other parts of the brain that we associate with like positivity, like coming out of, you know, these last years of his life.
I think that since people didn't know how to categorize him, maybe part of the reason why a lot of people might not pick up his work. But after watching this film, I'm like, okay, I need to go read some Oliver Sacks books mm-hmm. now.
Yeah.
Like it really made me want to go revisit Awakenings And apparently the movie At First Sight is based off of a short story of his.
Oh,
oh really?
Yeah. And
I've seen that movie.
Yeah. That's it's oh, been really? A, it's been a very long time since I've seen that movie. Oliver Sacks, His Own Life, is available on film streams at home.